Well, hi everyone. It's December 7th. Day of infamy, I guess, huh? And it's Saturday night. It's about 9:35. And we just finished trimming the Christmas tree that you sent, Dad. I say we, I mean Maria, myself, and mostly Maria, because she just reported in a couple of days ago, and she's just a little down the dumps. Everything is so new and so strange and so different. And so I made her come in and trim the tree. It looks awfully cute. I took a picture of it, and I'll send it home with my next batch of pictures. It's really awfully cute, because everybody is trying to decorate a little bit for Christmas. Kathy has some holly on the door. And then I have this Christmas ball that I bought in Subic the last time in. So we're gradually getting a little decorated here and there. And the tree looks awfully cute. I have it on my trunk, and it looks nice. So I thought you'd be happy to know that. And I may have, it seems like I have a little more news this time than I've had in the past. But I hope so anyway. But I'll do my best to keep you awake for a little while, telling you what's going on. You did say in your note, Mom, that Alice heard my thanks for the presents and everything, and to Mary and Uncle, too. Yes, I love the earrings. I thought I mentioned that in the tape, but I might not have. In fact, I wore them the other night. But I'll tell you a little bit about that. The last tape, I think I told you I'd gone into Da Nang on that Sunday. And that was it. That was around the 1st of December. Well, on Monday morning, about 4:30 in the morning, they came and got Kathleen up. There was a message that we were passing the New Jersey. I'm sure that all the newspapers at home carry big stories about the New Jersey. It's the Navy showpiece at this point. And her boyfriend is on the New Jersey, Jerry. And she was all excited, went up to the bridge, and he sent a message to her via the lights, you know, and of course she sent a message back, and oh, it turned out that the New Jersey was going to be operating near us for 3 days. We're up on the close to the gun line, what they call the line, which means the gun line, where the New Jersey is firing and all, because I miss seeing her fire, you know me. But, anyhow, the same day, 4:30, as I said, she got up, and of course there was no in and out of the room, so I didn't get back to sleep, but there wasn't much you can do about that. So finally, she got word around 10 or 11 o'clock that he was going to come in for on a helicopter and stay a couple of days while they were operating out here. He's an engineer. He's a lieutenant, an engineer on the ship. So, of course, Kathy was just all excited. Well, to make a very long story short, he did come, and frankly, I'm not impressed, but that doesn't make any difference. I'm not marrying the boy. He's not a boy. He was about 30 years old, and, of course, Kathy's about 23, 24. And anyhow, she thinks he's wonderful, so that's all that counts. But no one on the ship was very impressed with him because she's so vivacious and peppy and wonderful and good to be around that they expected that someone with personality plus and everything else to be the type she would choose, and because that wasn't the case. So they decided they will get married in May. She's getting out of the Navy around March or so, and then in May they'll get married. A long time between now and May, but we'll see what happens. So we had a lot of excitement, but I'll tell you more about that. Well, Monday we got a couple of helicopter crashes in, and fortunately they're doing all right, but boy, they were touch and go for a while. We've been quite busy, both in Da Nang and both up on the line. We have been very busy with casualties, regardless what the newspapers tell you or about the peace talks or anything else. They're still fighting. We got a whole bunch in today. And we're not supposed to be taking on too many casualties when we're in Da Nang, because Da Nang supposedly takes care of them. However, they got overloaded and had a surgical backlog, so of course we took them. Well, between the captain on our ship and the captain, in fact, I was up all night, two nights in a row, I guess it was. Last night I finished at 11, two call nights every 3 nights. And last night I finished up about 11. So I'm not complaining, mind you. I'm just saying that this is regardless of what they're saying. Kids are still getting hurt, badly hurt. Some of them are booby traps, of course, but some of them are those kids that are out on patrol and engage the enemy. And it's getting near the Christmas season, and there's supposed to be a one-day truce. Well, I bet you we get more. I've got the duty Christmas Day. Bet you'll work more Christmas Day than have all year round. However, the captain of our ship and the captain of the New Jersey, Captain Snyder is his name, he's forever being quoted in the newspaper and all, got together and decided they would have an exchange type of program. They would send about eight people from our ship, eight officers, and then an equal number of enlisted men out to the New Jersey, and then an equal number back. Well, the first night we got a lot of casualties in, and she asked me if I'd go, and I said I didn't want to leave the ship when we had that many casualties in, because the nurse that was in charge was not really what you'd call competent enough to handle the situation. And the next day, I had the duty, so I said I'd go the third day, which actually turned out to be the best, because they were to take you on a tour and everything, but the captain had an engagement dinner for Kathy and Jerry, which was very, very nice of him. And it was a lovely affair, and I would never get a chance to have something like that happen again, where an engagement was announced on the USS New Jersey. And he had Miss Cornelius as chief nurse, and Kathy and myself up for dinner in his cabin, along with himself and the executive officer and three, Jerry and two of Jerry's friends. And it was really an elegant affair. Of course, there's no drinking or anything permitted, but they had I think French onion soup. They started out with onion soup, and really elegant. I should tell you right now, the dishes that we were served on were given to the original battleship New Jersey in 1908 by the governor's wife. And they had the seal of New Jersey on them, and the commission seal, plus a sort of a garland of anchors around it. And they're solid silver. And the dishes were assessed to something like $224,000. But we had the water goblets, and then we had our soup on the silver plates. Then, of course, they took the plates off. But it was a beautifully set table. And the captain said that some one of the skipper's wives in New Jersey used to use that for food, you know, and for regular eating, and there were knife marks and everything all over the place. So it was quite interesting, though, to be there and to eat there. And we had filet mignon, which was very good, and baked potatoes, and I forget the vegetable. We had ice cream for dessert, a demi-tasse. It was very nice. And he was quite a lovely man. I had a chance to talk with him quite a bit later on and asked him how he took all this publicity. He said, well, it wasn't that he was misquoted, but he was often taken out of context. And he gave me the date, I think, October sometime or other. One of the newspaper reporters said that he said the only reason he had fired his guns on September 30th was so his men could get bullet pay. You know, that's combat pay, you know, what that $65 a month I get for being in a combat zone. So he said, well, of course he never said that, you know, but I said people certainly didn't believe it. And he said the New York Times, it was on the front page of the New York Times got 1,000 letters from taxpayers complaining about the way their money was being spent. But, and he said he got a little bit of trouble, you know, over it. And then they did show us around the ship. They showed us down to the sick bay and all, and of course places that I didn't understand. And you feel like a celebrity. We went over in civilian clothes, but when you get, they sent one of the Marine groups sent a chopper for us, and when we got off the chopper, walked off the flight deck, onto the flight deck, there must have been 100 kids there with cameras taking pictures, you know, and people came up and asked us to pose with them, and they said their wives would never believe this, you know. So they'd be standing with two or three of the nurses, and they were unwrapping at the time, unwrapping in that they were taking on ammunition. So they called me up to the bridge and asked me to speak to the captain of the other ship. Of course, he almost had a heart attack when he heard a woman's voice. But it was a lot of fun anyway, and we did get to see all those guns are tremendous. And they really can do a lot of damage, but again, they're kind of held back. They're right up near the DMZ. Of course, they come off the line about every 21 days and go to places like Singapore and Hong Kong, and they just couldn't believe that we stay on 90 days. But And of course, it was good because some of them came over to our hospital, and one of them fainted. When he said he didn't know whether it was a smell or what, but he passed out. And because we just sort of, you know, with I can understand why, but it really was very good for them to come over too. So it was quite an interesting evening.